You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
This episode of EPN is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/EPN.
This is Dan Waldschmidt. Join me for Edgy Conversations right here on EPN.
Hi, this is Trey Pennington. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How to do Twitter in 15 minutes a day. Just a couple of months ago, Exact Target published subscribers, fans, and followers where they came to the conclusion, quote, Twitter users are the most influential consumers online, unquote. Not long ago when I was in Indianapolis doing an event with Twitter COO Dick Costolo, I asked him, okay, how many people are actually on Twitter? He said there were 160 million registered Twitter accounts. So it's safe to say Twitter is growing in importance as a part of one's marketing mix. The challenge is how to find the time to do Twitter. Here's how you can do Twitter in 15 minutes a day or less. Step one, growing your network. Number one, use search.twitter.com or Google to find five leaders in your industry and follow them on Twitter. Step two, follow back every real person who follows you. Yes, there's great debate about this on Twitter, but you're trying to grow your network. So if somebody is saying, hey, I'm following you, I'm paying attention to you, the least you can do, and it costs you nothing, is to follow them back. So number two, follow back every real person who follows you. And number three for growing your network is to follow five people who participated in a tweet chat discussing your topic. On my blog, TreyPennington.com, I have a mega list of Twitter tweet chats, so you can find one that's in your industry and on a topic that you're interested in and can contribute to the chat when it occurs. Step two, growing your relationships on Twitter. Scan your at mentions and reply to every human who addresses a tweet to you. That's another way of saying, I see you and I'm aware of your existence. Number two, scan your direct messages, your DMs, and reply to any that don't look like auto-generated messages. Now, the good news is, I guess this is good news, that nearly 99% of all incoming direct messages are auto-generated. Many people call them junk mail, and nearly everyone calls them spam. No doubt you'll come up with your own vocabulary to describe them. You can ignore 99% of what comes in your direct messages or your private mailbox on Twitter. Scan them and see if someone is offering you a meeting time or wants to get in touch with you. I was in Bristol, England earlier this year waiting to be introduced to speak at a Media 140 event, and I got a direct message from Robert Dry, who is an event organizer in Mexico, inviting me to speak at Tweet to be Heard in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico in October. So it's worthwhile to pay attention to your direct messages because you never can tell when a deal may actually come through Twitter. Step number three, growing your influence. Number one, scan your home stream, the tweets of the people you're following, to find relevant content that your followers would appreciate and retweet it. Number two, share four or five links to other relevant content around the web, like blog posts, news articles, research, polls, etc. This is a good time to use your RSS aggregator. At the moment, I'm using Google Reader. You can use your aggregator to harvest relevant content and share via Twitter. And number three, if you do write your own blog, and you probably should be, share a link to a recent post. Twitter readers may give you grief if all you do is share your own content, but if they know you're also sharing other relevant content that's valuable, then they'll be glad to see your content too and be happy to share it. While there's much, much, much more to leveraging the power of Twitter, if you'll follow these simple steps above, steps 1, 2, and 3, you can get started in Twitter right away without it consuming too much time. Over the next few episodes on ePodcast Network, I'll share more ideas to help you use Twitter to expand your online presence and, yes, to help you add Twitter as a meaningful part of your sales system. This is Trey Pennington on behalf of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Thank you for tuning in today and learning how to use Twitter in 15 minutes a day.
This is Tom Scott. Join me for Extreme Business Makeovers right here on EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information all in one location? Whether you're a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the ePodcast Network and our new EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your new EPN iPhone application today by clicking on the logo on the upper right-hand side of the page and never miss another show on EPN.
Hi, this is Cal Payne, and you're listening to a track from my new album, The Cal Payne Project.
Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.